They haven't really gotten away from the game yet. I think we were talking in the dressing room right now that for the amount of wickets that they've lost, they've only lost 3 wickets and they've only managed to score about 80 runs per session. So I think we've kept it tight. We were neat in the field, and hopefully if we can get a few wickets with the new ball tomorrow in the morning, we might have an edge in this game then. When you step into the ground as one of the playing 11 members, it's a completely different feeling to what I had at Abu Dhabi when I was fielding for Ahmed Shahzad. But it's the same game, and hopefully when I get my chance, I'll look to consolidate on that. Look, it's good. It's good for any team that there's such good competition, especially with the openers, because Pakistan has not been known for producing good openers for a while. So whoever's been scoring, I'm glad they've been scoring for the teams. They've been putting on the pressure on the other guys. So my job is to score runs and put the pressure back onto them and hopefully consolidate a spot of my own. First of all, I'd like to say it's not easy for somebody who's 6'2" to stand into that position, because I try to stay down, but automatically my body tries to get me up. So, but we've done a lot of practice with the coaches out there. Grant Ludin's done a lot of work with us. Azhar Ali, who's been an expert in that position for Pakistan for about 30-odd test matches, he's given me some tips. So I'm still learning, and I just want to feel well wherever I field. The wicket was generally slow today compared to what we had in Abu Dhabi over the previous two tests. But you have to give credit to the New Zealand batsmen. Batting in alien conditions is never easy. They've posted a decent total, but then again, we haven't let them get away with quite a lot. If they were on 300, 300 plus for 3, then we would have been a bit worried. But then again, if we can get a few wickets with the new ball tomorrow, we'll be in a good position.